Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
County completes transfer of Gillette College properties. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Commissioners have approved the final documents transferring several county-owned Gillette College properties to the Gillette Community College District. According to County 17, the move follows voters' 2021 approval, allowing Gillette College to become an independent community college district and completes a multi-year effort to untangle shared ownership arrangements that dated back decades when the college operated as a satellite campus. Properties included in the transfer are the Agriculture Complex, the Main Administration Building, the Pronghorn Center and Soccer Field, and the Technical Education Center. Related maintenance funds were also transferred and will be invested by the college district, with the money restricted to building upkeep. County and college officials have said consolidating ownership allows the district to independently plan capital projects, clearly assign responsibility for aging facilities, and qualify for future state construction funding without increasing local taxes. The total value of property transfers from the City of Gillette, Campbell County, and the Northern Wyoming Community College District is estimated at $82 million. The properties will now re-enter the state capital construction process, with legislative approval anticipated in 2027. Major Wyoming helium project clears key permitting hurdles. A large-scale helium production and carbon sequestration project in western Wyoming has cleared two major regulatory hurdles. According to Wildfile, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management this week approved Blue Spruce Operating's Dry Piney project near LaBarge, while the Wyoming Industrial Siting Council also granted a construction permit. The Colorado-based company, which has an office in Pinedale, received a $6 million state energy matching funds grant last year. The project carries an estimated price tag of about $737 million. Plans include building a helium and natural gas processing plant, drilling up to 9 wells, and injecting carbon dioxide deep underground for permanent storage. At full capacity, the facility is expected to produce roughly 10% of the world's helium supply, rivaling ExxonMobil's nearby Shoot Creek operation. The project would also permanently sequester up to 4.9 million metric tons of carbon dioxide per year and is expected to generate about $1.7 billion in tax revenue over its 40-year lifespan. Construction is slated to begin in May and last about 2 years, with more than 200 workers at peak and about 45 permanent jobs once operational. State officials approved the project with conditions aimed at protecting wildlife and local communities, including up to $15 million in impact assistance payments for affected local governments. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalene.